house. Yes.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Welcome and hello. Happy New Year to all of you. And we're going to start the January 16th City of Newport Public Arts Committee meeting with a call to order. And so, Peggy, you want to know who all's here?
Yes, let's do introductions.
Okay.
Record.
For the record, introductions. All
can
right.
We make up names, or do we have
to do I like that idea.
Wyman Tahini Rogers.
Okay.
Ralph Busby.
Okay.
Karen.
Welcome again.
Anne Marie Hillary Murphy.
Wow. The pressure is on.
Catholic.
Margaret Hopper.
Well, I was raised Catholic, but I don't have a Catholic name. Judy Mayhew. So.
Oh, you're not even named after a saint.
I know.
They didn't want you in heaven.
I know.
Apparently.
I got confirmed.
So. And I'm Catherine Rickbone, the chair. So this is a great start to to our 2014 Public Arts committee meetings, and looks like we have one more person coming in. Will you introduce yourself?
Yes, hello, Sue Ballantyne.
Okay,
hi, Sue.
Great.
Hi, Sue.
Good morning. Thank
Happy
you.
New
Welcome.
Year.
Sue, you were supposed to use an alias.
Okay. So, seeing that we have no public comment at the moment, let's go ahead with the approval of the November 21st minutes. And those were sent in our packet. And Peggy, thank you so much for doing those minutes. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes?
Move to approve the minutes.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. All right. So moving along here to the sculpture donation. And as many of you know, we presented at City Council on December 16th. Welcome, Mary. Happy New Year.
Thank
Would you.
You
give your name for the record for being here?
Mary Peterson is present.
Okay. Thank you. So, as you know, hello there. We have someone else arriving. This is wonderful. We're going to have our whole group here.
I gave her one.
Sally, if you'll say your name for the tape recorder, please.
Sally Houck.
Okay, thank you. And I think that's that. Well, we're all here in full force. Again, happy New Year. So we're on Roman numeral 4. With the sculpture donation, most of you know that OCCA presented to City Council on December 16th. And I want to thank Wyma for coming and representing the Public Arts Committee for that process and everything. The City Council did okay to have mother and child put on the lawn there of the Newport Performing Arts Center, as was depicted and so on. And Wyma, did you have any further observations concerning?
No, we just can't wait to see it.
Yeah. Right.
They asked the same things that we did. You know, how are you going to maintain it? How do you know it won't be vandalized? How will you keep it in the ground or on the grounds? And, mm-hmm. and of course, Catherine had been all through that, so she had answers mm-hmm. for them.
Yes, Peggy.
Just to follow up on that, what happened that night in the end was that council directed staff to draft an agreement between the city and OCCA for placement of that sculpture on city-owned property, and that agreement has been drafted. It has been vetted through the attorney and tweaked some, and so it's pretty much ready to go, but I really want Spencer to see it first, and he's been out of town, so...
Okay.
Spencer will be back next week, and if he blesses it, then it should be ready for signature.
Okay, and then we'll have a chance to look at it as OCCA.
I'll send it to you today.
Oh, okay, so we can see a draft as well. Great, thank you. Yes, thanks on that, Peggy, so that we have this formal agreement between OCCA and the city. So anyway, that's where things are standing. Jerry Harpster has been the Sponenberg trustee, whom you've all met, has been out of town and is back again. And so after the holidays here, we'll pick up with all the various particulars that need to occur, and then I'll keep this committee apprised as the as time goes on, and particularly after we sign the agreement. So I think for right now, that's, unless there are any other questions, I think that's probably all for the sculpture donation. All right, well then let's go on to the public art inventory discussion. And who is going to be leading that today, the public art inventory?
Well, I have a confession.
Uh-oh, we've got a confession.
We have Catholics at the table.
At the last meeting, I said that I would have 10 new items in the inventory.
Right.
And I failed. I apologize for that. Work got in the way.
I hate that.
Well, it's a new year and a new month, so.
Yes.
I have two of them, which, trust me, it didn't take me a whole long time, so I still have some guilt there. But they're just a couple of prints by Pam, not just, but I mean, they're prints from Pam Parker. And I guess it always, it's interesting to me when we do these, because I'm not sure if it's a permit or on loan. I mean, I assume that, but I don't know if there's any record of that kind of stuff at all when they...
At the library, we had, you know, had them designate which, mm-hmm. always, and sign a paper saying, I am giving this to you, if they're giving it. We didn't accept anything on loan, actually.
I may have to dig in Jim's office.
So you may have something like that, too. I don't know.
Or call Pam.
Yeah.
Just call her.
What's your recollection?
I don't know her. I wasn't...
And if you don't have a form, the library has one, and also I think we used... one modified one from the museum, because they are given things all the time. That they
you mean a donation form? Or
Donation, gift, even if they sell it to you for a dollar or whatever.
Yeah.
The museum does have a good form. I just recently signed one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then, so do I just give these to you at this point? Or?
You can, and I can send them to Stacy over at the library, because that's the person who's maintaining the database. And I promise by the next meeting, 10, but it's not 20.
No. Well, and maybe I'll, before I hand these in, I'll see if Jim's got anything in his office that might tell a bit more about these, because it doesn't... On the back of it, it just has a certificate of authenticity that it's number, print number with this of that, and there's nothing about the date.
Other prints rather than originals.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But are they signed?
Signed prints.
Assigned again.
A watercolor.
Because often when they do the print, the signature on the print comes through, and then sometimes they'll sign them again and then number them.
It looks like the original signature on the front.
It's probably numbered, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who did you say they were?
Pam Parker.
Okay.
So,
I don't know.
I'll look before I turn it in then. I just thought, I'll do these and then ask you guys what. There's just a lot of stuff I don't know about it. So.
It says she's still living.
Yes,
it's not a bad idea.
Oh, okay.
To contact her and get that.
How does the thing work for the quilts?
Make that definite.
Are those just on loan?
Yeah, they change those every quarter.
Yeah.
The Quilt Guild comes in and changes them. So. Okay. Free temporary art, we love it. So.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
No, it's nice on your walls there.
Yeah.
I reviewed the list that Stacy had and made some changes.
Oh, cool.
And need to sit down with her so we can make those on the database.
So are we going to, like, divvy up buildings or parts
well, what
of
is
the
our
city?
Next steps?
Yeah, how's this going to work? Because I feel like, you know, I haven't done my part, and I'd like
you
to.
Can do my part.
I will be Peggy's assistant. What an honor.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, but there's art outside, right? We have, hey, how about that dude who's doing the mural thing? Remember? Remember, what's his name?
Parker Ogborn.
Yeah, did he get going on that?
No, I don't think so.
Was that a grant he applied for, too?
Oh,
yes.
It was with the 4-H kids.
It was a lot of things.
Okay.
At one point, there was a discussion, if I remember correctly, that what would happen first is that there would be an inventory of all the city-owned art, the art that actually resides in city
buildings.
Yeah. And that's...
Which are what? Besides City Hall,
the
library.
The rec center and the library. I think the library is finished.
Pretty much. Just needs to be corrected. Yeah.
And the City Hall is not finished. But I do have a lot of information since you've agreed to help.
That might have sounded sarcastic, but
no, I took you at your word.
Okay, good.
But there's the visual arts center.
And we have the Performing Arts Center.
And the Visual Arts Center.
Both have some.
The college.
Both have a permanent.
The college has a few pieces.
And the college is city-owned?
But that's not owned by the
city. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're talking about...
I think that's counties.
City buildings. No, it's a special
district. Well, we're just starting with city buildings.
Right. You're actually getting started.
And then we're then moving on to outside pieces.
Yeah,
not owned by the city or... You know, maybe the second piece should be outside pieces owned by the city. And then the third piece would be outside
pieces
not owned by the city, you know, like inside the community college or not necessarily outdoor, but items that don't...
Not under city ownership or a city building.
Well, that looks like a really thoughtful list. I like the process.
And I thought it was more visible art, not necessarily art that's in the college.
I agree, you know, Sally.
I don't think that we need to inventory the college's art collection.
Depends. I guess I would say if it's in the halls at the college, it would be good if people knew about it.
If the public could see it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If it's in someone's office,
Is it permanent, though? You know, I know they have revolving...
Well, I don't know what they have.
Well, maybe as we get to...
But when we get to that, we'll resolve
that. I know that Sandy Rimgo had donated a piece to the college.
Okay.
Probably
there's an example then.
Okay.
And the Marine Science Center complex has a great deal of public art in it. Mm-hmm. Some of it commissioned and some of it donated.
Would it be our position to inventory that, or would it be more our position to encourage those entities to do what we're doing?
I think we should.
And help them or something.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it depends on the institution. Some of them would take it on and some wouldn't. Yeah. So I think we'll just have to see.
We had talked about some kind of a brochure or a list of artists in town where their representatives represented. So if something like the Science Center, if we asked them if they had an inventory that we could share on that, to me, is kind of where we're
and put
headed.
Into our database.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so if somebody wants to come to Newport and look, you know, for Sandy Rimgo or whatever, here's where she's...
It makes it public.
Yeah.
And I think Judy was right, because at least at one point the discussion was that there would be a brochure listing all the public art or art in publicly accessible buildings, not just city-owned buildings, inside and outside.
Right.
And so that somebody who was here on a cultural tour, for example, might be able to pick up that brochure and say, oh, I'd like to see this piece, and it's at the Hatfield Marine Science Center, or it's at the Rec Center, or it's at the DAC.
Probably a database that they could look at online, we also talked about.
Right.
Without value.
It does happen. I know we did have once or twice someone come into the library just to see some of the works that Rick had donated, and some of them were not on display, so they had to be brought out for them. So I think
that's interesting.
That kind of thing can easily happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then, so going back to next steps, Karen, you said you're going to work with Peggy concerning City Hall. then we still have to do the artwork for the Visual Arts Center.
That's permanent.
That's not in the database yet. So, Mary, can you
work on that with Sally? Because I don't know all the pieces or the history of them, and you would know that better than I would, perhaps.
Perhaps.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of pieces, but yeah.
And Catherine, who's working with you?
Well, that's my next question, is to ask someone. I don't know if Sue would like to or Wyma. Judy, you're doing your.
I've still got some more to do in the rest.
Right. So you've
when
got
I'm done with that.
Do I have a senior center on that list?
You do not.
Okay.
So we have Judy at the rug center. Wyma, your crew at the former crew at the library has been working. So you're going to kind of RSC that and tag it. Okay, so Wyma's there.
And then Mary Peterson offered that, you know, if it doesn't take too long at the Visual Arts Center, that, you know, she'll come and help with all of the Stan Green artwork.
At the PAC?
At the PAC.
Right. Yeah, because the PAC, I mean, if we can, if our pairing and, you know, if these assignments get well underway, then Catherine. I mean, you've got the most, don't you, at the PAC?
Well, we have a lot of watercolors.
Right. So, let's put you in the senior center. You know, second.
Yes.
I mean, in the next set of concerns. And
you probably have a list.
We have some of the provenance. Yes. Yeah. And.
And then ultimately, I would be happy to work with the Marine Science Center since I know some of their art. Anyway.
Oh, okay, so, great, thank you.
So when we get to that point, I'll do that. Mm-hmm.
Do you know Marianne at the Hatfield?
No, I know Janet really well.
Well, Janet would be a good contact, but it may be.
And it might be Marianne who I should talk with.
But I'd check with Janet, but.
That's what I'll start
maybe
with.
They already have a list. That would be helpful.
Well, I think Janet probably does. I don't know if the rest of them do because they're all under different agencies.
Right.
No, I know Noah has some pieces. And at least one that was commissioned locally. And I know the other buildings have pieces too. I've seen them when I've been there. But they, as I said, they're all under different agencies. So is Marianne the secretary of this?
No, she's the assistant director.
Okay, I don't think.
So Peggy, would it be, you know, I know we've been through many, many revisions of the inventory form, you know, that we are now using. Would it be possible just so a new year, new month, just to send that to all of us so that we are using, please, filling out the most updated form of
the latest and greatest.
Yeah, that, thank you.
So. It's the latest.
that was a wonderful process, well, you know, of how it developed and
mm-hmm. Based on our conversation just a few minutes ago, do we need a place that says whether it's a gift or a loan?
It's on there, I think.
Oh, it is on there.
I think it's on there.
Yeah. It's on. It's permanent or on loan.
Yeah, and I think we have something that whether it's a gift and or purchase or on loan.
Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, this sounds
I'm
like
a blanket.
Yes.
Hey. It's happening.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Good.
This is anything else about the public art inventory for the moment. Ralph, can you think of any public art somewhere that we at least here initially, we're working on this for a number of months, that we are overlooking?
Oh, we've got the airport.
Is there art out at the airport?
Airplane art.
There's a couple things sitting there in the FBO building. I don't know if there's.
Well, we should investigate.
I don't think there should be. Except for those big fancy airplanes.
Yeah.
Boy, those are the worst.
Well, I jotted down the aquarium. I know it's a private concern. It is private, right?
No, it's state of Oregon.
It's the aquarium?
Not-for-profit.
It's a non-profit, but it actually gets some of the room tax.
It okay. is. Okay, and we do know that there's art.
It's a lot of art.
Yes, there is.
So they're down in that part where yes. when we're done with the city-owned place.
Right.
How about out at the lighthouse in the, and of course that's federal, yes. you know, the visitor center, but there's...
There is some there. Other outlying lighthouse though that would have art in them, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Yeah. But they've got things in the visitor center there.
Okay, so
yeah,
the lighthouse...
Yeah, we're going to do a big comprehensive
Well,
thing,
the other lighthouse too, the, there's obviously stuff in the house right. there.
You're going to have I think
more historical Ralph, will you look at the airport? Works of art, yeah. you know, like
Could
the,
be.
The light
if you want to borrow my camera, I can loan it.
Well, they used to sponsor photography contests, and I don't know if they kept any of those.
And then there's the other lighthouse, too.
Well,
that, yeah, the lighting
house. Then we're going to have to get the one
by the way. Sure. We get some of that federal, some of the state, you know.
If that's art.
Okay,
so what's art?
I just fear.
Oh, and the city parks. The artwork
in
the city parks.
Okay, so Ralph mentioned the lighthouses.
Yep.
For so that, fast. And then Mary just mentioned city parks.
There's pieces of art in some.
And so that's going to be high up on the list.
That should get with the senior center and city mm-hmm. parks.
Yeah, we were doing the city buildings first, right? And
right.
then outside city art.
Right.
And then mm-hmm. right. inside, outside art.
I guess
art.
I would consider the parks. City building in the same,
yeah.
right?
In the same
yeah.
level, same tier.
Yes, but it's higher, so we're going to start. I mean,
that sounds good.
The piece of art out there by the Don Davis gazebo. That mm-hmm. is that on? Is that a public?
The whale thing
or yes.
the bronze?
The bronze.
Is it bronze?
No, all of us.
Well, you're talking about Frank Boyd's, right?
I don't know.
Are you talking about Sam Briceño's piece?
It's the person.
yeah. Oh, the ambassador.
Oh, I love that.
The ambassador out there.
But that is that on public?
I think that's actually city
property. That's city property.
But it's not actually part of the park, I think.
Where the gazebo is and all the land around, that's city.
Right. But then it's in a lot.
Right. It's on the vacant lot.
Right.
Well, the city owns back to the street.
Oh, okay. That's what my question was like. Okay.
Yeah, in fact,
I believe they own where that is.
Okay. I think at one point
I wouldn't bet on that,
considered selling that piece of property. Isn't it there's the property the bathroom's on is city property,
right.
too.
Right.
That
right.
great big corner.
Yeah. I think everything across the little street there from what used to be Quimby's is now Deep Sea.
Oh, right, yeah.
Everything on the other side of that city.
Okay, I was just curious on that one. Thank you.
All right, well, this is exciting. We've got a lot of places to go and rocks to turn
I envision up. Six ladies showing up and kicking my front door down.
That's good that you've got an
out
idea.
Of
that's
yeah, right.
You won't be startled then when they show up.
Steam cookies.
But your wife might be along.
Yeah, she's pretty easy going. The sad news is I don't think you'll find any.
Okay. Well, let's thank you very much. And I appreciate all this interest and enthusiasm because I think it is a really good project for the Public Arts Committee to do. Let's go on to Percent for the Arts, the new municipal swimming pool.
What happened to
and,
committee comments?
Excuse me? That's next. We're going in order. Roman numeral 5. 6.
I have the old agenda, apparently. Oh. I didn't pick up one this morning, so sorry about that.
All right, okay. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at the new municipal swimming pool, and I know Peggy had some updates on that, and then I had promised to bring some information, so let's see what we have on that.
Well, I did mention this to Jim Protiva, who's the Parks and Recreation Director right now, and Judy, correct me if I'm wrong, they are in the process of writing an RFP for the design of the new municipal swimming pool.
Yes.
And I think that this should be a part of that RFP.
Yes.
At least in my conversation with Jim, I may need to remind
him. Did he?
Him.
Yeah, I was going to say, did he grasp that? I mean,
I don't know.
Okay.
Well,
I don't mean that.
The RFP would be for the contractor to build it, so the one for the art probably should be a separate one, but the real thing is to make sure they set aside the money.
Right. And the first RFP is actually for the design. Because they haven't even designed it yet. So I think that the thinking was that some of the public art monies might go to some permanent piece of the swimming pool, so it might be part of that architecture.
I would think it would be at least mentioned in there. That
architectural art, yeah, there should be the possibility for it.
Right.
I will reconfirm with Jim. Can you do that too? So
sure.
We both do it.
And I've mentioned it. I mean, I've heard him say something about it, so I know he's aware. But I don't know if the RFP where they're at with that at this point. But I'll mention it again.
Well, you're right in that there would be an RFP for freestanding pieces where we would ask for proposals. But I think, even so, it should be part of the design request.
Right. Yes.
Not only for architectural art, but also placement.
Right, to be aware that that's going to be part of
that. Well, to suggest.
Right.
It's a whole.
Yeah.
The building
right.
is a whole.
For him
the
to
art is not just an afterthought.
Yeah.
Judy, can you talk to him about that?
I will.
And I'll try to do it, too.
And, for instance, there's going to be a lot of tile work. I mean, all over the building, and showers, rooms, lots of tile. So there's just unlimited possibilities for tile and color design there for a designer, artist to work with any of the tile design. So that's integral with the architecture.
Do swimming pools have tile anymore?
Well,
my understanding that they were going to go through the existing bathrooms, which have showers, to go into.
They're going to be enlarged, though, the whole locker room area. And then the designer's going to have to figure out how to make that work for people to get from the rec center into the pool without blasting through a bunch of rooms.
Right, and then there's going to have to be some sort of a public thing for if you're having a swim meet or something like that, a place for the public to get into the building.
Without going through the locker room.
Without going through the whole business.
Yeah, it's going to be a little tricky, so.
Anyway, it does seem like a great opportunity for tile.
Yes, it does. And it'd be wonderful to put a call out for artists in the community to have the opportunity to design for the community pool.
Because we do have tile artists and sculpture artists. And
well, even the current pool, I love the paintings they have. The wall paintings of the whales and the stuff. I mean, it's just nicely done. And, for that old beastie pool, it's kind of neat. And, I mean, that's something to look at, too, besides
the home of the bat.
I'm sure Steve will never forget.
I just want to remind people of the work that Mr. XYZ does in public places with tile and the community.
And you're talking about
Short Guy.
No, Lawrence Adrian?
Yes.
Lawrence
Avery. What's the name of his organization? Oregon. Can you remember the name?
Yeah, it's the Oregon Coast Children's Theater.
Right.
Okay, so they did the piece in Toledo, the history of Toledo. And they did that piece at the hospital that I absolutely adore.
Yes.
Next to the elevator. And that was an opportunity to bring the community together to make their mark.
That was pretty special.
Publicly accessible buildings, and it really was an excellent experience.
And they're working on one right now at the Flowery Center in Toledo.
The what center?
The Flowery, F-L-O...
That's a weird name.
That's somebody's name.
It's a person's name. But Adrian and people in the community are creating a tile mural.
Yeah.
It's children and flowers and something else. There's a name to it, and I've forgotten that. But anyway, that's a public piece in process right now over in Toledo.
Yeah.
And at the old Mary Harrison School, which is now called the Flowery Community Center.
To honor the family that... Yeah, okay, whatever.
Donated the land for education. Specifically.
Thank you.
Right.
That's why.
Originally, to put that school up.
That's why that school is involved in education, because
and
the wishes of
Okay, so I'm just tossing that out because this is another opportunity to, in addition to having artists, perhaps.
That there might be some place in the pool that would be a community project.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, and not only tile, but even with just cement work, now there's cement color, even colorize. Right. Cement and do some just beautiful things. Not only polished or unpolished, but you can color cement.
Yeah, so I have it in my home. It's concrete.
I love that.
Yeah, man. So that's another part of thinking, in an area like
that. That can even be a picture. It doesn't necessarily have to be just a blank slate.
That's right. Yes, you can do that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then how do Peggy, help us here. How do these ideas get passed along?
Well, Judy and I are both going to be talking to Jim Protiva to make sure this gets into the RFP for the design work. Okay. Either structural art, whether it be tile work on a wall or whatever, and or placement of art objects in the building.
You can say, for example, and you can list some kinds of things that we've talked about that the artists have mentioned.
So we'll do that, but basically I think until they award a contract for the design of the building, we'll probably be on hold.
Uh-huh. Okay. Just kind of be aware and make sure
that
it gets in there.
So all those pictures that we've seen, they were just ideas?
They were, yes.
They're just to give people an idea of what
it was and what it could look. Not at all.
Wasn't set in stone.
No, not at all.
Right.
So you can show the public here's kind of what we're
thinking. Back at the very beginning stages.
Right.
Pretty much.
Okay.
So we'll just remind him, and then we'll figure out a point. Maybe you and I can work together and figure out a point where this committee would actually get really involved with that process. But right now, I think we are monitoring it, making sure that it gets in the RFP and monitoring.
And we're just saying, hello, don't forget.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think he's already stopped answering my calls. We have calls.
Really? Do you want to go and physically present myself? I'm hard to.
Happen to see him, I'll say, hey, Jim, what are you going to have for art in the new building?
Good.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Bombarded.
So he gets pinged on by different people.
Why don't you invite him to your next meeting?
That
was brilliant.
That's a really good idea. Good for you.
Mm. Okay, so
thanks for that suggestion.
Well, and we should remember that Jim was part of the 2 years of putting together this process. So
he's very aware of public art. With us.
No, he's not. He's been 2 years working on the public art policy.
Okay.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll have Jim come to the next meeting, assuming he's in town and not having anything else scheduled for that day.
Yeah. I just thought of something our local artist, Larry Summer, the glass artist in Toledo. Mm-hmm. Once upon a time, he did this public art for a building. I don't know where it is, but he made these molds, which he still has, and they're at least the size of, each one half this table. So they're molds. He basically poured glass in these molds that look like water. And in a big lobby, they're hanging from the ceiling. They're floating. So it's suspended water designs in glass.
Lovely.
And he still has the molds. So it's like, wow, do you want to do that again?
Uh-huh.
Can you do can
where would well, that's an where interesting place could that? They even be mounted outside?
Probably. I'll be willing to visit with him and talk to him about that as far as when it's time to propose art for the pool. Mm-hmm. But, the photos of the pieces in this building.
Are spectacular.
Yes, and he has the molds.
This is just, I'm sure you all know this, but I had to learn it the hard way. So,
what?
When you talk to people who you know and encourage them to apply, be sure they understand you're not representing the city and asking them to do it.
Right.
Because it really can become very difficult later if you're not really clear. And no matter how many times you say it, be sure to say it again.
Sure.
Right. And the fact that even though you're recommending that they apply, it doesn't mean that they have an in and that it's a done deal.
Right away I got defensive about Teresa Kowalski. Well, what about her? She's made some, So I can imagine, if word got out, wait a minute, this is a public process, how come it wasn't invited, why can't I, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fine to encourage people, and I and you know, when we get there, we'll say it again, probably, but I think we just need to be really careful. Yeah.
That's a good point. We have a lot of information, I think, from when WIMO worked on the selection of art here for the City Hall.
Great.
In regard to the call for artists and that sort of thing.
Great.
Which perhaps after we have the next meeting with Jim Protiva, it may be something, and we'll ask Jim, that this committee could work on in terms of the process for that.
And the specifics, because we're talking about, I mean, there's all kinds of pieces here.
Yeah.
We're talking about concrete possibilities, which can be entryway. Mm-hmm. We're talking about sculpture, we're talking about tile, glass. I mean, there's so many different areas, and artists need to have direction, so,
definitely.
You know.
When we did it for City Hall...
And it needs to be cohesive.
We had drawings of City Hall saying where art could be placed.
Lovely, okay.
So they knew what they were proposing.
So they could pick... exactly what they were going to propose for
or,
that area.
Yeah, at least you know a size that would be appropriate for this wall or that
got
wall.
Got it.
It might not necessarily be placed there, but...
And that we may not be able to do anything like that for a while because until the plans are completed,
right.
Which is probably going to be fall. If an architect is on board by April or May, my guess is it'll be fall, don't you think, Judy? Probably going to be until those plans are developed before any kind of suggestions regarding the types of art can be made. But I think the key right now is to get the process in place in a couple of months,
I think,
and then make sure that Jim knows that this needs to be in the RFP, and when the plans come out with potential locations of public art in the building, then we'll be ready because we could have developed the process in the meantime and be ready to go.
Excellent.
I think it's a great idea to have him here. Then he'll really get the idea of what we're talking about because of all the different suggestions and stuff.
Exactly.
Good idea.
So one of the things that we had mentioned last time, and you know, I said that I used to live in Ashland and was on the public art commission there. And they have an RFQ right now, a request for qualifications that, you know, has gone out concerning some public art. And I don't know if I have enough copies here, but you could kind of share. This may give, and I'll make sure, Peggy, that you get a copy of this to look around. It is regard to outdoor public art. In the back of your package, you'll see that they did photographs of where the art would be. And this particular RFQ may give us some ideas, you know, so that we don't have to reinvent the wheel. There is the whole process from start to finish on this is probably going to be about 2.5 years.
Wow.
On this, because the RFQ is due this March, and then there's an artwork concept proposal due in April of 2015. Then there's a presentation of the artwork concept in September of 2015, and then later on in 2015 and 16.
Wow.
So they're looking that the project would be finished in 2016, from beginning to end for this. But I would really encourage you to look this over, and because it could give us some ideas. It could give Peggy some ideas of the process of how we want to do this. For example, on page 2 under eligibility, While artists whose work is well represented in the city's collection are eligible to apply, the artist selection panel will consider contribution to the artistic diversity of the city's collection as one factor in the selection process. Students are ineligible to apply, and so on. That's their particular. That this is on page 2 under eligibility. Also, they are going to. It gives very specifically how to apply, and that sort of thing. It talks about on page 3 the selection process and how they are going to select 5 finalists who then will prepare a concept proposal for artwork. Okay, so there's pre-work, and then the Public Art Commission and the city is selecting 5 finalists that actually prepare a concept. The artist will receive travel expenses not to exceed $500 for only 5 of them can do this, to participate in this stage. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really fascinating. Mm-hmm. And while we may or may not use some of these aspects, it's a really clear procedure that you know, that might.
That's what I'm liking about it, is that it breaks it down into smaller steps.
Right.
And given the length of the pool development, mm-hmm. we can take our time in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is
and,
great.
And that's good information. Sally brought something from Bellingham, Washington to the last meeting. And I apologize, but I put that out on the OAMR listserv, and I have probably maybe 10 examples from other cities, too.
So lots to go
by. We can bring those to the next meeting.
It strikes me that this one really pertains very clearly to outdoor art.
Yeah, yeah. So that this is for an outdoor piece.
Yeah. But I mean, even the process is more related to that.
And Catherine, will you be receiving, since you got this, will you be receiving the proposals that people, artists proposed for this project?
I mean, no. That's since I'm not with the Ashland Public Arts Commission anymore, I wouldn't.
Okay.
But, you know, I can ask Anne certain questions if we have questions.
They'll collaborate with us.
Uh-huh.
What
sure.
I like is the step 1, letter of intent, and give us your information and your website. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that just says, you know, we have a public building going up, we're going to be looking for artists, and right away we can, you know, start looking at people who might be interested. And it also gives us some ideas about how to narrow the field in regard to who we want to propose to us. Mm-hmm. We may decide that there'll be one student who gets to, you know what I mean? There's some ideas in here that have never crossed my mind. Mm-hmm.
So now what the city of Ashland is doing is making this RFQ for Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Montana, and California.
Right.
So it's very targeted where the RFQ is,
exactly.
is going. And it's right up front. The award amount for the art piece will not exceed $100,000. And et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, I just I went through this real carefully last night, and just found that, you know, that there's some really some good things that we can, you know,
right.
probably
and given how this committee works, and the project intent is something that we will spend some time talking about and putting our ideas out, because I threw out the word cohesive. As we're talking about all these different pieces.
That's really important, I think.
Yeah, we don't want it to look like, you know, somebody's junkyard, because that we like this person, we like that person, and it all has to tie together somehow. So that's where we start. You know.
And the architects could be very helpful in that part.
Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm.
the
architects, not only in suggesting placement, but color schemes, and right. also types of art that yeah. would fit. You know, because some kind will fit and some won't together.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I know when we did the City Hall, a couple of the artists conferred with each other because they knew their art was going to be here and here.
Ah. Oh, that's neat.
And so they got their colors really so right. that they didn't clash. They looked quite nice. Excellent. It turned out.
So should that be next meeting or should that be the one after that meeting when we actually start working on the process?
Probably the one afterward, don't you think?
Yeah, I don't think yeah. we want to throw that
two from
at Jim.
Now.
Poor guy.
Let's get Jim here first and, yeah. you know, make sure that we're cohesive in our uh-huh. efforts.
Yeah, that's, I think, really important. So anyway, I think probably we have some really good examples now, you know, to go with. And then I've got one from the city of Ketchum, Idaho, a call for sculpture artists. But that's something a little different and not as... So we probably... And then Peggy, you said you also have some other examples.
Oh, I have 5 or 6 or 10. I don't remember how many.
I'll forward to you this city of Ashland.
I was going to send it to you.
Yeah.
And I receive them frequently too, so I would maybe be able to
that
get
would be
something
very
pertinent to this.
If I get them all,
I can forward it to you.
2 meetings from now, then I'll make copies for our packet of
yeah.
all of them.
And then we can read those ahead of time, yeah. highlight things that we really like about certain
mm-hmm.
RFQs process. And so on, and then
yeah,
good. Okay, so anything else at the moment on the municipal swimming pool? This is exciting. Next mm-hmm. big example here, and specifically percent for arts.
I think that's about $80,000.
Okay, I was going to ask. So we have about $80,000 that we'll be working with.
I think close to it.
Okay.
Part of that, of course, is the kickback to the committee.
Right on. Oh. Thanks, baby. Our best.
Turn off the
and as the budget increases over the time, does our budget increase?
You know, it really can't go
it
over
can't.
8
yeah.
million. That's the way it is.
So, okay. Sorry, yeah, the bonds have been.
Yeah. The bonds have been sold. Swimming pool.
So yeah, we'll have a pool, but
the bonds
water.
Have already been sold.
We have the money. It's in our account, some account somewhere.
In our city's
community.
You ought to get a maybe
so why are they
a definition from Jim, or maybe better yet from Bob Gazewood, as to what that percentage is in the sense, because part of that $8 million has already been spent on the acquisition of the bonding.
Right.
And so does that not count? You know, does 1% of that go away?
I'll have to look in the public art piece of the...
We have exactly how specific it is.
Yeah.
It's probably 1% of the total budget.
That's what I would be, but thought that the
to be sure.
But see, like, is the bonding acquisition part of the
is that
total
the total
cost?
Well, so yeah, is that the total?
That's the kind of
if
thing.
You couldn't build it without bonding acquisition.
Well, true. But I mean, it's just something so everybody knows up front, because 2 years from now, when you go to pay the bill, and you know,
good to have it clear.
Well, and also, you know, along the same lines, land acquisition. I'll find out.
I think you're the one. Yeah. To look into.
I'll
that.
Check with
good thing we have a couple years.
Thank you.
Because sometimes we think we have money and it isn't there.
I do that all the time.
I was going to say, wow, really?
That never happened.
That's what credit cards are for.
Okay. Anything else on that topic? Okay, so let's go on then to committee comments. Does anyone have Wyma?
I just wanted to say it's the first time that I've met with you, and I think this is your first time to meet with the group.
No, he was here last.
Then I didn't get to come to your first one then. So I wonder if you probably did this already then, why you were interested in being on the art committee.
Because Sandy told me I had.
Oh, darn. I was hoping you could
we like that answer. Wow, thank you. clearly establishes lines of authority.
He's very obedient.
Glad you're here.
Yeah, I think very valuable today. Mm-hmm. Certainly in our discussions.
Well, I like art, appreciate art. I studied a little bit in school. Play with photography a little bit. So. Okay. It wasn't all because Sandy told me.
She knew you wouldn't say no.
Yeah.
And any other committee comments at this time? Okay. Well, then, establishing our next agenda. It looks like that a number of the things that are already on here, Peggy, will just, continue.
Okay, I agree, and then we'll have a percent for the arts, Jim Protiva.
Exactly.
Available.
Uh-huh.
Right. And the sculpture donation, are we done with that one?
I think that can go to the bottom of the list, or it can, it can probably go off.
Yeah, because...
Well, it gets up there.
It's okay for us. Oh, you want to keep track?
Well, sure, we can put it at the bottom of the
agenda.
About
it, because
you said that
there's still
said.
Process
going on. You don't
have
to say...
Right,
we
don't go through the whole thing every time.
Yeah, no, we won't do that.
But Spencer's been on vacation, so...
I'd say bottom of the list.
I drafted the agreement, and then our city attorney tweaked it, and I will incorporate his changes and send a draft to Catherine today. And then when Spencer comes back next week, when he has a chance to look at it, if he has any changes, we'll incorporate them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we all see that just so that we know what this looks like, or do you want to wait to show that to us until it's final?
I can show you the draft.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, all of our agreements, I mean, not all of them, because I don't have time to go backwards and bring them all forward, but many of our agreements are on our website, as well as ordinances and resolutions. So if you ever have a question about something that's more contemporary, just go onto our website and you should be able to see it.
Mm-hmm. That's good to know.
So we'll just keep that on the agenda and like put it at the bottom or something, the sculpture.
Use it if needed.
Project, yeah. Yeah. Sue, you had?
Yes, I was wondering, just like we're wanting to be involved with the swimming pool project, the health education building that will be going up on Coast Highway here south of town, recently...
The hospital building, yeah.
Recently, the architectural sketch was in the paper, and I had seen it before. But anyway, the same thing about that. Can we be involved with making suggestions about the public art or...
Ursula came and talked to us about that.
Yeah, I know it was a while back.
I don't think so.
I think they're not in this committee.
I mean,
you're welcome as a private citizen to make a suggestion to Ursula.
Uh-huh.
But this committee probably should not be involving itself in that.
Right. At some point, someone like that might ask us to run the process or something, but unless they ask, I don't think.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Good. And groundbreaking is on the 25th. Friday. 4th.
24th.
Yeah, whatever that Friday is.
The
24th.
In the morning.
For the building.
Okay. For the health education building.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so we have all of our agenda lined up for next time, and then our next meeting date is always the third Thursday, so that's February 20th.
And I will be in Massachusetts playing in the snow, so sorry.
All right.
I'll miss Jim Protiva, but...
You can listen to the tape.
I'll stop by anytime.
It'll be on the website.
What's the date for the next one?
The 20th.
It's on February 20th.
It's on the bottom of your agenda.
All righty. Well, thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you for your time.
And thank you for our efficiency this morning. And I apologize for my phone going off.
Do you want to come in?
Yes.
Oh.